Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Officials with the company that provides ambulance service to the city of Buffalo are responding to growing criticism from common council members. American Medical Response, best known as AMR, has made public the letter it has sent to Fillmore District Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski and his council colleagues. The correspondence outlines the 64 years of service provided to Buffalo residents by AMR and its predecessors and points out how the company has continued to provide that service despite working without a contract for nearly 4 years. Council members, notably Nowakowski and Council President Chris Scanlon, have blasted the ambulance provider over reports of slow response times. AMR argues the response times meet industry standards and claims they are forced to respond nearly 40 times each day to low acuity calls, situations they assert would be better served by a ride-sharing provider. A former aide to a local state assembly member is calling on a judge to force the assembly to pay him a court-ordered $100,000 judgment. The Buffalo News reports the former aide, Elias Farah, was awarded the compensation from a lawsuit that accused his ex-boss, former Assemblymember Angela Wozniak, of sexual harassment. An attorney representing the Assembly says paying the judgment would not be, quote, wholly consistent with the state's public officers law. Wozniak was elected to the Assembly's 143rd district in 2014, but did not seek re-election, stating in 2016 that she would, quote, be taking this time to focus on my family.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A Buffalo police officer is recovering from injuries that resulted from an early morning vehicle pursuit. Northeast District officers were called out around 1:30 Monday morning to Hagen Street and Lang Avenue on a report of a man threatening a female with a gun. A vehicle pursuit ensued until the driver jumped out of the moving vehicle, which then struck a responding vehicle, a police vehicle rather, injuring one officer before eventually crashing into a building on Delavan Avenue. The accused driver, 25-year-old Christian Bogle of Cheektowaga, faces a number of charges, including felony criminal mischief. New York's Letitia James is part of a coalition of 40 attorneys general that is suing two of the largest entities in the entertainment industry. James said Monday the ongoing complaint against Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster is now seeking damages for Americans who have been overcharged by the companies. The lawsuit originated in May, claiming Live Nation and Ticketmaster abused, quote, their market dominance to overcharge consumers, limit artists, and restrict venues not owned by Live Nation from working with other ticketing vendors. Live Nation owns or controls booking rights for several venues, including locally Darien Lake Performing Arts Center. And New York's craft spirit, cider, and mead producers will have additional distribution opportunities after new legislation was signed into law on Monday. The law, which goes into effect later this year, will allow the small producers to ship their products directly to consumers in New York State and across state lines.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.